This is a B'kiyus recording for Maseches Chagiga Dav Zayin Amid Beis. So we're now on the very bottom of Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, towards the end of the second to last line. So in the Brisa that we had quoted, so we said Ve'ein Mirin Chatsa'in. So you can't be seen partially when you do Aliyah L'Regel. So we didn't explain what that was. So now we're coming back to that line in the Brisa to try to explain it properly. So Rav Yosef L'Neimar. So Rav Yosef thought to say, Man de isle asarabanim lo leisku ha'idna chamisha ulamachar chamisha. So a guy who has 10 kids, he shouldn't bring 5 of the kids today and then 5 of the kids the next day, meaning you have to bring all 10 kids at one time. That's how he wanted to understand the idea of ein nirin chatzon. Now we're going over to Amid Beis. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Shita, it is obvious. Reason. So he says it's obvious which one of them are considered to be poshea. They're considered to be negligent in not coming up, and which one of them are considered to be zariz that would be considered to be doing the mitzvah at the proper time. Meaning every single one of the kids has to come to the Beis HaMikdash, so why would we have a din you're not allowed to come lechatzon? By definition, all of them are chayef to come. Ela krala mayasa. Rather, the pasuk is coming to do what? Lichida acherim. It's like the shita of acherim. The Tanya acherim omrim. It says in the Brisa b'shem acherim hamakamets v'hametzarech nechoshes v'habursi p'turim min hara'iya. A person who is job it is to street cleaner or whatever, a scraper, or a person who is a nechosh means he makes copper, and a bursi is a tanner who makes hides. These guys have really smelly and gross jobs, and they always kind of smell bad. So they are putter from coming up to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar kol zechurcha, all of the men. So it has to be someone who can come up together with everybody else. It's excluding those who cannot come up with everyone else, meaning if you are there, other people are not going to want to be there, and therefore you are putter from the mitzvah because you smell so bad. Obviously, you have the option of cleaning yourself up and making yourself smell good. Thank God nowadays with modern plumbing, we can all, you know, take a shower after work, and no matter what your job is, you can come home smelling nice. But nevertheless, it's at the time, it was not so simple. And therefore, these people are pater from Aliyah L'Regel. And that's what it means. You don't come up l'chatzon. You don't come up in such a way that forces other people not to be able to be Aliyah L'Regel. Okay, we are now up to the second Mishnah. Olos b'moed ba'os min ha'chulin. When you bring a carbon ola on yantif, so that has to be brought from chulin money, meaning there can't be any previous obligations that you were chayev to bring a korban with this particular money, because the din of a korban ola, since it's a chiyev, so then you must bring it with your own personal money, not money that was already set aside for the sake of hekdish, and then you makdish the animal as a korban ola before you bring it. Vashlama min ha-maiser, but you can use maiser sheni money to buy carbon shlamim, specifically if you want to eat shalmei simcha on Chol HaMoed or other parts of Yantiv. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the shlamim, the chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach, Beishamai Omer Min HaChulin, that must be brought from Chulin. Beisilel Omer Min HaMeiser. And Beisilel says that can even be brought from Meiser, meaning you don't need Chulin money to bring that carbon chagiga either. Yisrael, Yotzin Dechovasan, Bidnidarim, Unadavos, Vamaiser Behema, Bakohanim, Lechatos Vashamos, Bechor, Bechaz, Veshok. Right, so what are we talking about over here? We're saying that in general, you want to be Yotze, the mitzvah of eating a carbon for Simchas Yontif. So a regular Jew, a regular Yisrael, he can be Yotze with any type of carbon that he took a neder to bring, or he said he made a Nadava to bring a carbon, or even with a Meiser Behema korban that he was the 10th one that he counted out from his flock, he's allowed to eat that for korban shlamim as well. Whereas Kohanim have even more options because they can make their part of a korban chatas, a korban asham, of a bechor that's given to them from a tahor animal. They get the bechor, they can eat that for Simchas Yontif or Chazav Vishok from the carbon shlamim that everybody else is bringing, the portions that they get, they could be yotzei with that as well. Aval lo ba'ofos, they can't be yotzei with bird karbanos, velo b'menachos, and they can't be yotzei with eating any kind of a carbon mincha. It has to dafka be an animal carbon that's shechted. Okay, says the Gemara. Ella olos b'moed hu debos min achulin habiyomtov min ha'maiser. So the Gemara has a question. It says, the opening line of the Mishnah read, olos b'moed bos min achulin. So it sounds like you're saying that the carbon ola that you would bring on Chol HaMoed, that's an obligation, so that has to be brought from Chulin. But if you, the first one, meaning the Ola Sariyah, if you show up properly in Yom Tov Rishon, you bring a Ola Sariyah for that, that can be brought from Meiser money. That, am I? Why should that be so? Davar Shebechova, Yivachol Davar Shebechova, Eino Ba'elam and Achulin. This is something that's a Chiyuv, and you have to bring a Chiyuv from Chulin money. You can't bring a Chiyuv from Meiser money. So v'chitema. So if you want to answer me, I'll suggest hakamash melanda olos b'moed bos b'yantavin and bos. That this mission is teaching me a very important rule. You can't bring a carbon ola on yant if you can only bring it on chol hamoed. Kiman, who would that be going like? Kibeshamai. That's the shita of Beishamai. How do we know? It's not because we have a mishnah in Maseches Beitza which says the following: Beishamai yomer maybe in shlamim vein som kanalem. You can bring the carbon shlamim on yantif. You just can't do smicha on the shlamim on yantif. Avalo olos. You can't bring a carbon ola on yantif. Now, Beishamai's reason is that you can eat from the carbon shlamim, and therefore it's a considered ochel nefesh, and thus you're allowed to bring it on yantif. So, beishilal omer maybe in shlamim vaolos besom kanalem. Not you can bring it. Either type of carbon, a carbon ola or a carbon shlamim, and you can even do smicha on the carbon shlamim. So basically, if you're going to tell me that the chiddush of our mishnah is you can't bring a carbon ola on yantif, so that's not the way we would paskin. We paskin like shitas beis hillel, not shitas beis shammai. So why would there be a stam mishnah just supporting shitas beis shammai? So now the gemara takes a new approach. Kesure mechsura v'achikotani. The mishnah is missing words, and this is how you have to read it. Olos nedarim unedavos b'moed bos. If you want to bring a neder or a nedava, if you took a vow that you're going to offer a carbon on your own, carbon ola, that has to be brought dafka on chol hamoed. B'yom tov einan bos. You may not bring those karbonos on yantif. You can only bring obligatory karbonos on yantif. Ola sri'iyah, ba'afila b'yantif. And an ola sri'iyah can even be brought on yantif. Now the gra just pluralizes the lashon here. I'll read it according to the Agos HaGra. U'kishehin ba'en einan ba'en ela min hachulin. And when you bring these karbanos, a carbon ola, it has to be brought from chulin money since it's an obligation. It can't be brought from meiser money. But v'shalmei simcha ba'anach min ha'meiser, carbon shlamim that you're eating for simchas yantif, that you can use meiser sheni money for as well. V'chagigas yom tov rishon shel pesach. And what about the carbon chagiga on the first day of Pesach? V'shalmei omer min hachulin v'shalmei omer min ha'meiser. V'shalmei holds, you can bring it, you must bring it from chulin money because it's an obligation. And Beis Hillel says, no, you can even bring it from meiser money. And that is the way they want to read the Mishnah, and it fixes the problem. And lest you say, all right, you made that up, it's not a valid reading of the Mishnah. Tanya Nami Afi, we have a Braisa which says the exact explanation that we just gave in the Mishnah. Olos nedarim nedavos b'moed bos. B'yom tov einan bos. Olos re'iya ba'afila b'yom tov. Right, so the exact same way we read our Mishnah, which says Nedarim and Nedavos have to wait until Chol HaMoed, but the Olos Re'iyah you can bring on Yantif, and just again with the Agos HaGra, Ukishein Boin, Einon Boin, Ela Min HaChulin. And when we bring them, you can only bring them from Chulin money. V'shalmi Simcha Boin Achmin HaMeiser, and Shalmi Simcha can be brought for even from Meiser money. V'chagigas Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. And the Chagiga of Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, Beishamai Omer Min HaChulin, Beisilo Omer Min HaMeiser, and have the same Machlokas, Beishamai Beisilo, in that case as well. So now we have the following question. Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. What is so special about the carbon Chagiga that we bring on the first day of Pesach as opposed to every other carbon Chagiga? Why specifically is there a Machlokas by this carbon Chagiga and no other? So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, HaKamash Malan, it's coming to teach you Chagigas Chamisha Asar in, Chagigas Arba Asar Lo. So specifically the carbon Chagiga on Pesach that's brought on the first day of Pesach, meaning you're shechting it on the 15th day of Pesach. However, The Korban Chagiga that you're shechting on Erev Pesach, that you shech together with the Korban Pesach itself, in order, normally the way they did it in the Seder was you would eat this Korban Shlom, this Korban Chagiga, you would fill up on that Korban, and then you would eat the Korban Pesach at the end, what we call Al HaSova, to fill you up at the very end. So that Korban does not have a machlokes, Besham Besilel, whether you can use Chulin money. That was eaten Dafka out of convenience. So therefore, even Beisham, I would agree, you don't have to use Chulin Mei for that. You can be Yotze with Meiser money. Now we just go a little further to Dav Ches Mal for a second. So based on this, Alma, we see, based on the fact that the Chagiga the 14th, everybody agrees can be brought in on Meiser, Kosovar Chagigas Arba'os are Lav De'oraisa. There is no Chi of De'oraisa to bring the Korban Chagiga on the 14th day. And therefore, you can get away with, let's say you just have a small chabura and you're confident that you can fill up on the Korban Pesach alone. You don't have to bring the Korban Chagiga if you don't want to.